The following worship service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, with Reverend Jimmy Krishan on Sunday, October 21st, 2018.
Church. Greetings, grace, and peace in the name of our Lord, Savior, Jesus, our Christ, and welcome to church this morning. It's good to see you. Let us continue now in worship. For today, God has blessed us. For another day unfolds before us. What it contains, we do not know. How it will turn out, we are not sure. We have our plans. We have the things that we would like to see, to do, and to be a part of this day. But let us remember this day and every day are days that the Lord has made. May we first and foremost rejoice and be glad in them, and let Him lead us in our way. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, as we come now to worship You, may we worship You in spirit and in truth. For You are spirit, and therefore we worship You in spirit. We claim the promise of Christ that where two or three are gathered in His name, You are in the midst of them. We claim Your presence here this morning. Seek Your Holy Spirit to guide us in everything we think, say, and do in this time to worship You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. Our scripture reading today is from Mark 10, 35 to 45. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Him and said to Him, "Teacher, we want You to do for us whatever we ask of You." And He said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to Him, "Grant us to sit, one on the right hand, one on at the left, in Your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism that I was baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you, you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave to all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many." The word of God for the people of God.
Today is a special Sunday. It is called Laity Sunday in our denominational tradition. What does that mean, Pastor? That means Laity Sunday. Who are laity? Everybody but me. You are all laity. And then among us are those who give of their time, their talents, their gifts, and their graces, and they volunteer themselves as servants among us. And in our tradition, we used to call them lay speakers, lay preachers. Now they're lay. I get so confused when I go through all of the who's and what's of where's. But I think lay servants is the best way to say it. And it is those people I want to recognize for just a minute this morning before we get into the message. As this message is around serving, it is around being a servant. And those people who help me a lot and are willing to help and have said they will by their commitment and dedication, I want all of you who are and have been or currently are lay servants, lay speakers, lay whatever the conferences are calling you now, I want you to stand for just a minute if you can. Tom standing, Kathy standing, Ethel standing, Madge is standing, Carrie Wood. Are there others? I know Debbie Bolick is, Donna Bedard is. You stay standing for a minute. Don't go hiding on me. I thank you for your service and willingness to service. May God grant you, bless you, and keep you as you serve. And all of the people of God said, amen. Amen. Thank you on this Lady Service Sunday. It is about service. But I got to deal with these dense, gourd-headed disciples for just a minute. But first, I need you to go backwards with me. Get your Bibles out. You're in church. Carpenter would take a hammer. Electrician would take pliers. Christians come to church should have a Bible handy. And we made it easy. We put them in the pews for you. Mark chapter 10. I want to back up to verse 32 through 34 for just a minute, because it's important that we see what's going on before we get to the sons of Zebedee and they're going to Jesus for job placement, I guess. Notice what Jesus is doing. Please notice, this is the chapter in Mark that marks the transition for Jesus' ministry. It is here in these very verses we're about to read that we find Jesus is taking his trip to Jerusalem. He is going to the cross. It is set, and his face is set toward Jerusalem. The clock has begun to tick on the day of his crucifixion. So let us hear what Jesus and what is going on as they go along the way. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Is that not strange? And they were amazed, and those who were following were afraid. What were they amazed at? Number one, that he was going back to Jerusalem. They had swore that if he ever come back, they'd kill him. And the ones who were going with him, they were afraid, because they were also afraid they could be killed as well. So that's what's going on with that, just so you know. And those who followed were afraid. He took the 12 aside again. Notice again. He's had this conversation with them before. So he takes them aside again. And he begins to tell them what is going to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man," please underline that if you will. It's important. Don't skip over it. Not the Son of God, not the Son of David, but here in Mark it is the Son of Man. It's very important. It's a bookend, a bookmark, a place. We'll be back. "We'll be handed over to the chief priest and the scribes. They will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him and spit upon him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise again." James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come to Jesus. Did they not hear what he said? Were they just totally zoned out? Did they miss it yet again? Why did they? I mean, tell me, could it be any plainer? And they come up and they say, "Jesus, you know, I don't really care about what you said about dying and being beaten up, all that stuff. What I want you to do is do something for me. Jesus, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. Whew. I mean, can you imagine the audacity of these two guys? In another gospel account, their mother comes on their behalf and asks for the seats on the right and the left. Can you imagine? Jesus just told them, I'm going to go die and it's going to be horrible. And all they can think about is a seat. All they can think about is power. Why did they miss it? How did they miss it so bad? And when you look at the Greek in this, you can get a little sarcasm when Jesus says, well, what do you want me to do? It's there in the way the Greek spells out. I mean, what would you respond to them? I just told you I'm going to die. I'm going to go up here and be all this stuff. And you come and say, let me do something for you. You know, how would you respond? Well, what do you want? You know, kind of that. Well, this is what we want. When you come in your kingdom, when you get your riches, when you get your throne, when you get there, we want to sit on the right and the left. We want the seats of power, prestige, and prominence. And Jesus says, well, yeah, are you willing to be baptized with this baptism I'm going to go through? I just told you about, up there a couple times. Remember? Nah. Are you able to drink from the cup that I'm going to drink from? It's a reference, to what I told you. Sure, we're able. He says, you will. You will. But then Jesus says something that's unusual. He said, that's not mine to give. It's not mine to give. The Son of Man shows us that he isn't in charge, but he too is a servant. He doesn't have the authority to give away those seats. It's not mine to give. It's for God who has already got it set up. I'm following God's will here. And he goes on. When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. They were not upset. Don't read this wrong. They were not upset that James and John went and asked for the seats. They were upset with James and John because they asked first. You see, they all wanted it. It's just James and John beat them to the punch. You see, they had all missed it. They had all missed it. Well, Jesus is going to teach them again. And this is where we want to come into the story, if you will. So Jesus called and said to them, come here, gather up. We need to have another talk. And this is what he said. You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, thumb on them. And their great ones, the kings and the Caesars and all of those people, they are tyrants over them. But that's not to be the way it is among us. What a perfect text for a Laity Sunday. We are all called. And no one calling is more important than another. Nor is it less important than the other. It is different. It requires different things. It requires different gifts. It requires different talents. It requires different abilities. But it is no more important or less important than any other. Everybody hold up your right hand. How many of you are right-handed? Now, put your right hand down. Hold up your left hand. Now, How many of you are left-handed? Left-handers, keep it up there. I did that because there's less left-handers. We got a Garrett. We got Margot. Who else is left-handed? Who else is left-handed? Mike is left-handed. Who is left-handed? You are the only ones that are in your right minds. You do know that left-handed people use the right side of their brain predominantly. So you're the only ones in your right mind. How many of you are right-handed? Raise up. Come on, right-handers. You're left-brained right-handers. How many of you can do the exact same thing with your left hand that you can your right hand? Folks, let me tell you something. In 2008, I had a total right side stroke. There is no way that this was going to write what I needed to say. It had never been trained. It just couldn't do it. It was horrible. It was horrible. You see, even among our own bodies, it's different, isn't it? And that's the way it is in the body of Christ. But the common thread is we shouldn't lord it over each other. It's no more important being chairperson of an ad council or being someone who teaches a Sunday school class or the pastor. We're all called, every one of us, clergy and lay, are called into service. Service, which means humility. Let's see a little bit more of what Jesus is talking about. It's going a little closer to home now, by the way. But it is not to be so among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. Humility. Not seeking our own way. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man, bookend, came back, didn't it? This is Jesus speaking to his 12 and to us today. The example that he set was this. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. And to give his life a ransom for many. A ransom. A ransom. A ransom is a sum paid for someone's release. Releases them from that obligation, from that prison, from that confinement, from whatever it may be. It's a ransom that sets them free. That's what Jesus did for us. The proper order of things is God is first. Why couldn't those disciples hear what Jesus said? Because they wanted what they wanted and they didn't hear him. They didn't seek his will. They didn't try to discern his will. They let it just kind of flow over them because they had what they wanted. Church, there is no place for that in the family of God. It is our own selfish, self-centered, pride-filled agendas. It'll destroy us. It's about seeking God's will. It's about seeking God's purpose and hearing from God. A lot of people go to the instruction book after it's too late. And in Sunday school, I told a story about the worst nightmare of my life, and it came from Sears, and it was a swing set. I bought the best, biggest, nicest swing set you could in 1980-something. I'm not going to go further than that. 3 boxes, hauled it home on my pickup truck. I had about a 40-by-60 concrete slab. I drug that stuff off. I piled it all out, and I separated it all out best I could. And in box number 3, was the instruction book. 90-something pages for a swing set. I am mechanically inclined. 8 solid hours. It was all together. You know what's bad? I had to take it partially apart to move it where I wanted it to go. It was 30 feet long when I got that thing put together. It had teeter-totters and slides and monkey bar. Anyway, it was a big swing. And I had five little bags of bolts left. And I'm looking all over this thing. Where do they go? Where do they go? I've left them out. Something's going to fall off. And finally, I got the book back out. You know how us men are. And the very last paragraph, the last sentence of the last paragraph in a little box on the last page said, there are extra fasteners included. Why did you put that up front? To tell me there will be bolts left. I was raised that if you have bolts left, you didn't do something right. You'll find where it went, because don't start it until you've accounted for it and know that it's there, because it could be down the carburetor, and when it goes ping, it don't go ping anymore. Servants who serve in gratitude are who we should be. Out of the gratitude that we have been ransomed at a heavy cost to our Savior, that we are ransomed by His love, saved by His blood, given hope by His resurrection. The proper order of things is He is first. He says to seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added to it. Individually and as a church, we must seek first the kingdom of God, laying down our own desires and wishes and letting Him take the lead. How many of you know what's going to happen this afternoon? I mean, we can't even get a good weather forecast in Wyoming. I mean, it's bipolar. I don't blame the weatherman. He just can't predict it. Sometimes the clouds come through so fast they don't have time to rain. They can just blow by. Then how dare we think, how dare we, very finite creatures, believe we've got it under control? It's an illusion. Trust God. Seek Him first. Get the order right. And you'll know a peace you haven't known before. Start with the instruction book. Don't end up there. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute. Our gracious and loving God, help us to begin with You, the infinite God. Instead of dealing with the finite, let us deal with the infinite. Instead of dealing with the limited, let us deal with the limitless. Let us hear the words of Christ, unlike the disciples, putting You first, serving and helping each other along the way. That the greatest among us would be last among us. Help us to lay down our agendas and plans, if we have them, and follow Yours and Your will. For even Christ yielded to our God and said, it is not mine to give. The Son of Man, not the Son of God, not the Son of David, the Son of Man, who came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for us. Thank You. Thank You, loving, merciful, and gracious God. And give us strength to seek first the kingdom of God. In Christ's name, amen. May we go to let the eternal hold us, the everlasting give us hope, may we go to put it in the right order. God first. And may God bless you and keep you. May His grace shine upon you. May His countenance be over you. May His peace be in you. And may His light shine through you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rockspringsumc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.